My guest is guitarist and composer Mark Rebo. His latest CD is called Silent Movies. When we left off, we were talking about his early career when he was playing in R&B bands and working as a sideman with jazz organ player Jack McDuff. So Jack McDuff was an organ player and probably played a lot of lounges.
Yes, he did. I mean, he worked on what musicians called the Chitlin Circuit, which was kind of soul jazz oriented, black working class musical circuit. I mean, I'm sure it's still out there somewhere.
So, did you feel out of place?
Musically, it was the best audience that I had ever played for and have ever played for since. It was the only audience that I ever played for that rewarded restraint.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people seem to mistake the guitar for a trumpet and think you're doing something really remarkable if you play high. I mean, if you bend really notes high up on the guitar, it's actually fairly easy to do, but it's hard to do on a trumpet, of course. People think you're doing something great if you play high and fast. Whereas I remember that Jack McDuff's audience, if you held back, would actually get more into it.
Are there things that you learned playing with R&B bands that you've taken with you over the years in lots of different settings?
One thing is that I've discovered that there's a kind of a hidden connection that a lot of people aren't aware of between R&B and free jazz. The need for that kind of visceral connection with the audience and for something to happen that moves people.
And maybe for that cry.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. the cry, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe beyond just R&B, it's a thing in black music. The moment when the solo builds and builds, and then at a certain point it hits that cry, and knowing when that needs to happen is something that that players who come from that tradition seem to have. And I noticed that a lot of people, Ornette Coleman and Albert Eiler and a lot of other people who wound up being part of the free jazz movement, started out in R&B or jump bands. And then it seems like they were, I don't know, this is just my guess, but people who were trying to get to the same place but by other means.
So I want to play a track that's a very R&B influence, but it's a kind of almost avant-garde take on R&B. It's really fun. It's from your album Party Intellectuals featuring your band Ceramic Dog, and the composition is called Never Better. That's from the album Party Intellectuals from the band Mark Rebo's Ceramic Dog, and Mark Rebo is my guest. So you grew up in New Jersey. You describe it as a suburban neighborhood. Tell us a little bit about the neighborhood.
Well, I mean, I was actually born in Newark in what would not be described as a suburban neighborhood, but then my family moved to Orange and East Orange and wound up in South Orange, which is a suburb of New York, I guess, of Newark, borders on Newark.
Now, I want to quote something that you told an interviewer in 2002 when you were talking about being in high school. You said the people who were imitating Eric Clapton struck me as kind of like the musical version of the high school jocks. So my life as a young artist was, by day, I would be beaten up by the high school jocks, and by night I would be beaten up by the jocks of music who played these things so perfectly and had all the right equipment. So my aesthetic began to form as a kind of reaction to that. So what was the aesthetic that formed in reaction to that?
Well, you're hearing it. All I know is I started listening to people like Hubert Sumlin and trying to deal with a less muscular way of reaching people. Part of what was going on maybe was a little bit of jealousy. Who knows what I had like certain technical limitations. I didn't learn to play with a pick until I was like 25 or something. So I wasn't playing as fast as all the boys. But I started to gravitate towards people who had a certain amount of economy, partly because I liked it and partly because I couldn't do the other thing anyways. So it was a great relief to me when I finally started to, like when punk rock and no wave came along, I thought, aha, all of us people who were doing it wrong, now we've got our own club. I mean, when I heard Robert Quine play, I thought, okay, this is something I can get into. Robert Quine played with Richard Hell and the Voidoids, and before that with Lou Reed. But, yeah, he didn't sound like the Shredders or the Fusion guys or the, you know. No one would have ever accused him of having immaculate technique.
My guest is guitarist and composer Mark Rebo. His latest CD is called Silent Movies. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is guitarist and composer Mark Rebo. His latest CD is a solo album called Silent Movies. He's led several bands, including the Rootless Cosmopolitans. Now, Hendrix was an influence. Jimi Hendrix was an influence on you, and you do a Hendrix song on your Rootless, one of your Rootless Cosmopolitans albums. It's The Wind Cries Mary. This is hardly a note-for-note reproduction or imitation of what he does. It's a bit of a reimagining of it. Do you want to talk about what you did with the song and why you did it?
Well, you know, like all the other pimply adolescents in the late 60s, I'd listened to and loved Jimi Hendrix. And, you know, of course, he was an amazing virtuoso on the guitar. But what seemed to me, when I later thought about him, really the most important thing about Hendrix was that he was a poet in terms of what he said and what he played. And that's something that all of the many guitarists who are directly working in the Hendrix tradition, it's what so few of them seem to get, that it seemed to be something that surrounded the music that made it be great. So I never felt like I could approach Hendrix directly. And so, as you'll hear if you listen to that track, I approached him very indirectly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, my version of The Wind Cries Mary basically doesn't use any of the music, just the lyrics.
And I never paid any attention to the lyrics before, outside of the title line. Obviously, well, they really struck you.
Well, they struck me, but also like the idea of like indirectness strikes me. You know, the idea of covering a tune but throwing out the tune.
Right, okay. Sounds like a Zen koan or something when you put it that way.
Well, maybe it is, you know. You never know.
So this is Mark Rebo's version of The Wind Cries Mary, the Jimi Hendrix song, from Mark Rebo's album Rootless Cosmopolitans.
After all the jacks are in their boxes and all the clowns have gone to bed, you can hear happiness stagger on down the street, footprints dressed in red. And the wind cries Mary. And the wind cries Mary. And the wind cries Mary. Sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life.
That's Mark Rebo from his 1990 album, Rootless Cosmopolitans. Now, you grew up in New Jersey, and you have a song that I think is both really pretty and really funny, called The Hills of New Jersey. And this was a song that you wrote during a period when you were doing Latin music, Cuban music.
Yeah, I was in a band called Los Cubanos Postizos, the Prosthetic Cubans. And the title of the tune is actually Las Lomas de New Jersey. And I started to get interested in Cuban music like around 1990. A lot of recordings of classic Cuban songs started to be released. I think what happened was, you know, when the Berlin Wall came down, a lot of the great stuff had been recorded by or owned by East German or Eastern European record labels and started to become available here. And when I was listening to those, you know, classic Cuban recordings, there's a lot about distance and exile and wanting to return home, you know, the lost home. And I thought, wow, I wish I could write that song, but, you know, New Jersey's right across the river. And so I said, well, I'll write a long lost home song about not being able to go back to New Jersey for some mysterious reason. And the hill in question, the hills of New Jersey, refer to a memory of mine. My grandparents lived in Coney Island, in Brighton Beach, actually. And we used to commute in from New Jersey every weekend. We'd go visit them out there. And at the outskirts of Newark, before you got to the Holland Tunnel, there were these garbage dumps. So we drove past them on the way to the Holland Tunnel. And over the years, you know, they filled up and then they covered them over and planted grass on them and built houses. And, you know, people grew up in those houses. And I thought, wow, those kids that grew up in those houses on the garbage dump, like, that's what they're going to call home. That's what they're going to be nostalgic for. So I wanted to write a song of nostalgia for a garbage dump.
Well, let's hear it. This is The Hills of New Jersey from Mark Rebo's album Muy Divertido. Did I say that right?
Muy Divertido.
Muy Divertido.
I probably said it wrong, too.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.